Because she played so terribly.
Did she play bad? You were muttering that she was playing bad.
Yeah, she was playing awful.
That's marital strife.
Yeah.
That's your wife. You need to build her up.
Yeah.
I said one comment.
It's so funny as well, you brought it up again today. You're like, she apologized. Like, you've been bad.
She felt really bad. She did. She felt bad.
Everything's like weird and tense at home.
Mike hadn't noticed you played bad at all.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's fine, really.
I made her sleep on the couch.
Yeah, did you tell her she played bad?
No, she said yeah, and then I agree with her. I was like, yeah, you played fucking awful.
It's
hello, check 1, 2.
Yeah, yeah. So talk into the top there because I don't know what these ones.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I thought she played fine. I thought you played like shit.
I played awesome. Oh,
what game is this?
I only gave a shit about it because she tells me what to do all the time. And yeah. Then I was like, yeah, well, you played like shit. You hit it out so many times.
I know. I noticed when you miss a shot, she's like, Nick, stop missing shots.
Yeah. Like, and then she just fucking does the dumbest shit ever.
But telling someone to stop missing, it's like...
Also, she's like, watch where you stand. Michael hit it at your feet. And I'm like, Mike's so much better than me. He's going to hit it at my feet. Like, it's called someone that's good that can hit it, like, place the ball good. You know what I mean?
Right. This is why I started recording, just because I thought he might say how much better I am at him. And now we got that forever.
It's on record.
Yeah. Well, you are good. I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not like you where I'm like, you know, I'm not like you or Nighty when it goes out and you guys go in.
Oh, cheaters.
Yeah, you guys are cheaters.
I don't cheat. I play very fair.
When you got to partner with them, then you got to swap partners. You're like, oh my god, I've gone from one devil to the other.
One time,
Nighty yelled at me when I said it was out. I was like, out. He goes, that was in. I'm like, I'm on your fucking team, bro.
His calls are shit. I'll give you that. He has some fucking real dodgy calls. That big red cunt.
Does he get competitive about it?
Oh yeah.
Insanely competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time you were both arguing in the car on the way back and that was hilarious.
Were we?
Yeah. I forget what it was about. And then just before you got out of the car, you're like, yeah, so we won the first 3 games and then closed the door real fast. And wow, Nighty's like, yeah, but, you know, he's like discussing it with me like, yeah, but we won the last 2. So overall, we won the more games. And I'm like, fucking hell.
Grown men arguing over a sport called pickleball.
Yeah, for the senior citizens.
Yeah, it was very funny.
It is pretty cool.
Did you have fun together?
Yeah,
we all had fun.
Well, that's at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's about winning the way they treat it.
Yeah. Playing with Huey and Kino is my it's my solace. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're not as competitive, you know.
Is that what you think? I think they're both deeply competitive.
Deeply competitive. They hide it.
They're closet.
Huey is crazy.
If you're shit at something but you're competitive, you have to hide it.
Yeah. or else it's just your mental. You know
yeah. And then you go home and you pick a fight with your partner.
You come in and apologize on her behalf.
I don't pick a fight with her. She always tells me what to do, even in the warm up. She's like, "Why are you hitting it like that?" I'm like, "We're warming up. There's no way."
But did she say, "Oh man, I feel bad. I played shit," and you were like, "Yeah, you should feel bad." Is that how you handled that?
No, I was like, don't worry about it, because like. I was like, yeah, you played shit, but don't worry about it.
It's like you reinforced it.
Yeah. Well, she played like shit.
He's doing like a passive aggressive, don't worry about it, but it was shit. Like, that was fucking crap.
Yeah.
I don't care, but, it, you know, other people, like, you know, when you're all trying to win.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't trying to win because sometimes I just felt bad.
The point when you've got her?
Because we were playing 2-on-1. And sometimes I would...
Is that how it felt?
Yeah. That's how it felt in the argument. And I was 2, you know? We were playing 2-on-1 and then I would just hit it at her if I wanted to win the point, you know? Mm. And I felt bad about that, so I just started hitting
it at my own. You're picking on
your
own wife, dude. Yeah. That's rough. Yeah,
this is the honeymoon
you
phase.
You were belting it at your wife that time.
Yeah, because I got to win at all costs. Yeah.
Okay, don't tag me in this podcast.
No, the ball. The funniest one was because Caitlin does it to other people. Like, her cousin isn't very good.
Yeah.
One cousin is good, And I take it easy on the cousin that isn't good. I hit her a nice serve and stuff. Caitlin just belts it at her, like, brutally. Like,
yeah.
Even in the it's a even tactic. In the warm-ups.
Yeah. It's a close-range game.
I'm like,
game.
Don't you want a fair game?
That is fair. Warm-up's a bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
To be that aggressive. But yeah, you're setting the tactics.
You're intimidating.
Intimidating, thank you.
Yeah. Also, she's showing her respect.
Yeah.
She's treating her like anyone else. You're
that
patronizing them. You
that's,
know what I mean?
That is true.
You're saying, I don't even respect you. I don't think you can even win. I'll just lob it at you gently.
Yeah.
You're just spitting on them.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving them a chance.
Yeah.
And then once they get a bit too smart, that's when I start hitting it back.
Yeah, that's even crueler. You're giving them, you're dangling victory in front of them only to snatch it away at the last minute.
Well, Gordo, maybe you found out that I'm more competitive than anybody.
Yeah.
Your eyes did just become insane. Like you opened them for the first time.
Like you're not filming this, you know?
Well, speaking of intimidating power moves, Portelli showed up to my apartment and took a shit immediately.
Yeah.
And I noticed the fan was not turned on.
You're giving me a real pepper up for a pickleball match vibe here, Mike.
Good stuff. All right, should we get into it?
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the Kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Slimer to my Dr. Peter Venkman, Nick Capper.
Oh, Slimer from the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, I was never a Ghostbusters guy.
No?
I remember I watched Ghostbusters 2.
You like the lyric, Busting Makes Me Feel Good.
Busted makes me feel good. I do love that lyric. It's wouldn't?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a kid's movie.
Trying to chastise me for loving a lyric, probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. It should be called Nutbusters.
Nutbusters.
We got two huge Nutbusters with us today, Angus Gordon and Andrew Portelli. You guys love busting nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're known for it.
Macadamia, a peanut, anything. I'll bust it right open. Cum from my penis.
The ultimate
phrase,
nut.
Yeah.
Queensland's favorite.
Yeah. Pre-salted.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the, festival starts tomorrow. You guys are here. You love plugging.
You love plugging.
I'm a shill. Yeah. I'm a shill for big comedy.
you guys are both in the Asian comedy showcase.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
they succulent Asian comedy.
The most orientalist white boy they could find.
Bring back oriental as a term, right?
Yeah.
Portelli's fucking horrifying.
Portelli, and you're opening for what? Joe Avati?
I wish.
Yeah. Well, you're doing the Acropolis Now showcase, huh?
I would like
Kings
to.
Kings of Mykonos.
Yeah. Kings of Mykonos. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, things were different in the old days.
Yeah.
And I'd love to talk about that.
Man, do you have some cool observations about how your mum always makes you wear a coat when you go outside?
Yeah.
Or she always has to feed you.
Yeah. Or like in Italian houses.
Yeah.
You don't walk into a room and talk, you yell across the house.
Ah, yes.
So we're
yes.
always yelling.
You're always yelling.
That's a very purely an Italian thing.
Yeah.
No
that's
one else
in Italian
yells.
Houses, people do that.
Yeah, right.
Because you're a softly spoken guy, Portelli, do you think you've probably been yelled at a bit too much? Or
definitely. Oh, yeah.
You do have a PTSD vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like a post-war shell shock.
PTSD, pasta, tomato, sauce, Dolmio.
Dolmio? Did you finish? Yeah.
What a terrible assumption to make about Italian people. Like, hey, pass the Dolmio. You know, the pre-made pasta.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that, obviously.
Okay. If you brought that to the house, is that a good prank? Would that be a good prank to play on your mum? Like, hey, mama, you should try this out. Have the Dolmio there.
I think she would just see through it immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, God, they're so smart.
Yeah.
Mums and Italians.
Yeah. Italian mums are different, though.
They're all puppets, right?
There's
Dolmio puppets.
Dolmio puppets. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Were you about to say mums, Italian mums are all puppets?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. For Big Pharma.
Big Pharma.
Yeah, she forced me to get the vax. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Just like mama used to inject.
Yeah, so pre-festival, we're all, you know, just ramping up for our solo shows. Yeah, everyone's real excited.
Nick's been plugging pretty... You're wearing a plug right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm wearing a plug right now. I'm wearing a poster.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a big meat oblong, an A-frame?
A-frame.
Yeah,
whole
I
frame.
Love it when you still see those guys about.
I thought the implication was that you had a butt plug.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In your anus. God.
But I thought
guys,
you'd take it out.
I am not on today. I've only had one
and
coffee.
It'd be like a snow globe and there's like a little Nick Capper inside and it tells you the details to the festival.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah. You pull out the butt plug. Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Just walking around the street going, hey, come on, pull it out. Some
and
good
at
promo.
The base of the butt plug, there's a QR code.
Yeah.
Meat oblong does actually sound like a butt plug.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the title makes people think butt plug.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing really rude in the show, but maybe I should put a meat oblong reference in there.
Yeah. That's the big closer. You pull out the meat oblong from your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, you should wear a plug during the show.
You should get
but
like
then never pull it out.
People are
and
like,
don't
how do you
anyone.
Feel about the show this year? And I'm like, it hurts.
Yeah.
I feel like it sounds like you got a whole thing of Devin up your ass, like a meat.
Yeah, man, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd get the one with the face in it, though. You know, the meat with the face in it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You pull it out, then pull you slice it up. Yeah.
And that's
face.
The difference between like Anglo families. We're always eating disgusting food like Devin on white bread. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's, you can do a bit of ethnic versus white comedy with that.
Yeah, and you guys you're whispering in the house. There's no yelling.
There's no yelling. Yeah. There's just Devin, tomato sauce, and repression.
Yeah. Maybe I could get Portelli to jump on the stage, you know, at the end, and then he pulls the salami out of my ass and goes, ah, that's where it is.
It's just like mama used to make.
Yeah, okay.
That would
50 bucks a show.
50 bucks.
What time are you at?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Think about it work.
He's literally thinking about this.
Yeah.
You know, any spot's a spot. Any promo's promo.
Yeah. And I'll fly on.
I read the, you told me to read the No Effects book.
Yeah.
And I listened to it on audio
book,
and they talk about going to all the bondage places, and the
Fat Mike, the lead singer, is a big BDSM,
big BDSM guy.
Yeah.
And I thought when you went, because that Melvin guy talks about the guitarist, he talks about he wasn't into it, but then he went to the BDSM place and he just watched or whatever.
Yeah,
but then they're like, oh, he should participate, and then he said they just stuck like a dildo straight up his ass.
Yeah.
I thought, wouldn't they just give you some light whipping or something like that? Like a dildo straight in? Do you sign a clause at BDSM clubs?
Or at least, you know, like tease the anus. Like, here comes the aeroplane. You know what I mean? Get it psyched up for it.
I don't think you
don't go straight in.
Yeah, straight in.
But I'm 9/11 that arsehole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't believe the anus
never forget.
Is like the other, you know, a vagina, if you will, that it will secrete its own lube.
So
I don't think you can like fucking
say that in a way where you don't know exactly how it works. Yeah.
Mike's really dancing around.
I don't know if the anus.
You just got lawyered by Portelli.
Yeah. You know what it does and doesn't secrete.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. Well, you just secreted what it does in my house immediately. Yeah, so there's no self-lubing, so you just got to fucking go straight in there.
Man, it's crazy. Yeah, anyway, I learned a lot about that.
Right. What made you think, oh, because the meat oblong.
I thought, wow, he's going to tell us a funny story. I was whipped really hard or whatever, and then he's like, yeah, like a dildo straight in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would cry.
And you have this on audiobook?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've been listening to it at work. It's
on
pretty
speaker,
good.
Walking around the city?
Yeah. Just playing it on loudspeaker.
Meat Oblong explained in your show? Give people a little...
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be a fun title to
it's
do.
It's a great image. It's a fun title.
Yeah. Why not? You know, like... Last year's show had all that pathos and shit. You get so bored of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, you've got to do
something
that's
fun. It becomes fake the more that you do it.
Yeah, I think so.
You're fake.
I really enjoyed doing it. I'm not fake.
Did you think because you were so fake about like you know how much you felt last year, this year you could go even further and fake having cancer again?
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. You're a cancer poser.
You're a faker.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
The big reveal is you never had it. Like that's the end of the show.
That's the end of the show.
You actually had had a third testicle added.
Yeah, yeah. Just on the at the top of my ass, yeah, like yeah, like a tramp stamp,
like a fucking mistletoe.
Yeah, cock nuts. Yeah, you get audience members to kiss under it at the end.
Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful.
Give it a waggle on your way out.
It's like those little things at the back of a truck, just like flapping.
No, I thought like because there is that greedy part of your mind after you've done all the treatment and everything, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to write this. And then you, you're like, Shafe told me, he's like, man, send it to like a bunch of organizations. And he gave me a list of people. He goes, if you're in Perth or whatever.
This is Michael Schaefer, who's had multiple cancers.
He's had multiple cancer shows. Things. Yeah.
So he keeps going back to the same well.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because he keeps getting sick. Yeah.
he gave me a bunch of organizations and stuff. And then I was like, pumped about it. I was like, oh cool, finally 1 year I've got an angle. I got an angle.
Yeah.
Because as a straight white guy, fuck, it's hard to find an angle.
Yeah, you normally have to go with funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got you there.
Yeah. Oh no, well you just need an angle. Like my show's good, but what I mean is no, what I mean.
I wasn't saying.
Well you would get it too. People go, what's your show about? And you go, I don't know. It's just fucking stand up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you do feel bad about saying it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an hour of jokes.
But yeah. then you go, once they give you all organizations you gotta contact and stuff, you're like, I can't be fucked doing this. Like, you know, you contact a few or whatever, but people really don't give a shit, you know.
No.
Yeah, Shave is good at it. He can like get in there, you know. He can use his angles. Jewish cancer.
Whoa. Mike, you have bad angle.
Yeah.
I reckon that's angle. You know
how
what?
How come you haven't used that angle this year, Mike?
Dude, I've done the Jewish showcase in Sydney at the store. The crowd is the oldest Jews, and they are no good at all. They complain about everything.
Yeah.
They're up there schwitzing.
Yeah. Sounds like it's funnier than the show. Yeah.
They're all
just filming the crowd.
Yeah. Because one year the elevator was broken and they all had to come up the steps at the store. They were not happy, dude.
Man, that is so funny. Yeah. That couldn't happen to a funnier crowd.
I know.
Oh, dude, that is so funny.
Dude,
they got the ice machines broken down or something like that.
Oh, dude, everything. They were not happy about anything.
These jokes so unfunny in such small portions.
Fuck, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, so no, I don't want them there, and you know, I don't support the war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't support the war. Man, that should be a show title. I don't support the war.
I've been playing both sides for my promotion.
You have two different posters.
So they get them. Then when they all come, it's like, we're going to talk about it. Like a mediating piece.
You're solving it.
Yeah, I'm solving it
this
year.
You're Bill Clinton, dude.
Yeah. Dude, this is Camp David. Which I think is offensive because David was kind of a bit of a Jewish conqueror.
Yeah, you know? What would you call it?
I would call it Camp David and Goliath.
Concentration camp.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would call it.
Man, you guys, what's the title of your show, Angus?
Crime brackets, true, imagined, and heroic, close brackets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's like a title of a great book.
What's it about?
It's about becoming a bush ranger due to the cost of living crisis.
Which you actually did?
Which I did, yeah. I became a bush ranger. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, look. From now, 6 months now ago. Who's adopted an angle, huh?
Yeah, well, I tried funny for a lot of years and it didn't work.
And you wear the Ned Kelly mask throughout?
Yeah, yeah, but that's the big reveal. I put it on. I donned the mask.
Dude. I am Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
And then walk out.
And then I get stun gunned because, you know, metal actually really conducts electricity now.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So it just fries your head.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. It's a good end.
It's a bit fun. Yeah. A bit of fun, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about being a bush ranger due to the current cost of living?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, man, it'd be good. I reckon
it'd be all right. I love
you
it.
You'd be good. You're already a bush kind of guy.
Bush kind of guy.
Yeah.
And if it'd you guys be great to cover up that mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, would you could be like a dirt bike bush ranger instead of a horse one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That'd be cool.
If you guys want to watch a great Australian movie, which you might have seen already, watch Mad Dog Morgan. It's one of my favorite Australian movies of all time. Dennis Hopper. plays him, and it's right. fucking great.
So it's an American production in Australia?
No, I think it's an Australian production. Right. But they had Dennis. They got Dennis Hopper. It was after he'd done Easy Rider or something, and he was just a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And he was like, he'd quit acting. He was living in Mexico, fucking just drinking and on drugs.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, oh, yeah, we want you to play this fucking Scottish. I think he's Scottish or Irish bush ranger that, you know, comes over to Australia.
Mm.
And he's like, okay, well, I'll only do it if I can method act the whole time. And they're like, yep, no worries.
Hell yeah.
And then he's just drunk and crazy in this Scottish accent the moment he got off the plane.
Right.
And got banned for life from three Australian pubs in one night.
That just sounds like the most obvious example of method acting, by which I mean I'm going to be a prick and you can't say anything about it.
He had to be a wrangler. He had to be wrangled the whole time on the movie. Like they just had to have a person be
so like, this is like 1970s prime cocaine.
Yeah,
Dennis
yeah, yeah. Okay. They were just like, please do not let him wander off set because they were filming out in the scrub in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes he'd just go walk about.
Just,
like,
yeah, get one of those Boss Rovers, just lasso him.
Yeah, just lasso him, yeah.
My favorite Australian movie, Kangaroo Jack.
Apparently that was meant to be like an R-rated movie, right?
You wrote on that, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, yeah. I came up with what if he's a kangaroo?
What if the kangaroo was African-American?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah, kangaroo.
Yeah, I'll leave it to you, Michael. I'm going to leave that to you.
Is that what you're
going to do? Kangaroo.
Did you watch that movie before you moved to Australia?
That's what made me move here. I was like, fuck, man, they rap and stuff and, you know, they wear little outfits. Yeah.
But
yeah.
That was meant to be like MA-15 plus or R-rated or something.
I think I've heard it was meant to be like rude before.
And then they toned it down. They cut all the rude stuff out.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Bullshit, right?
Jerry O'Connell. Is his name Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck. He was cool.
he was cool.
He really hit a heyday.
Yeah.
I love Sliders. Man, that was
Sliders
a good show.
Sliders was great. And yeah. Joe's apartment.
Oh, Joe's apartment was
the
awesome.
Cockroaches.
Yeah, I got to watch that again.
Wasn't he the kid in something?
Yeah, he was the kid in Stand By Me.
Was he the fat kid in Stand By Me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Jerry O'Connell buffs are loving this right now.
Man, we've covered a lot.
There's some motherfucking tickets.
And Portelli, the name of your show?
Real Talk.
Ah, you tell it like it is. You sit on a stool. You really fucking get political, right?
It's pretty much all observational comedy.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like a different type of observational comedy that people haven't seen before.
Yeah, right.
Aggressive, sort of badass observational comedy.
Are you actually sitting on a stool?
No, I probably won't sit on a stool.
Well, how can you tell it like it is?
I'll be leaning against the mic stand.
Yeah, that's a good move.
And making heavy eye contact.
There's a comedian in Brisbane who notoriously sits on a stool, even at like a 5-minute spot, right? And I was hosting and the stool was on stage and I was going to take the stool off after I introduced him. I was going to really cripple his act.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I bitched out last minute because I felt like it would start a beef and he would take it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see him tell it like it isn't.
You told me a funny story, man, that there's this act in Sydney who uses, he's got a joke, like he's an older act and he's got a joke that it's like a 101 Dalmatians colouring in book.
Yeah.
And he carries it around with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently before a show, someone hid the book.
Yeah, yeah. And he lost his mind.
And he lost his fucking mind.
It's his closer. It's his big closer.
It's his big closer. Like 101 Dalmatian colouring in book.
Dude, he carries it around in a plastic bag so it doesn't get more damaged than it already is.
Oh, man.
And yeah, someone hid it.
How long has he been doing the bit for?
20 years?
Just fills me with so much like dread.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be you.
No.
It's funny. He's a funny act.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was like, I just love when comedians cling on to shit so much.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter at all.
That's a prop comic. I think Patton Oswalt has a bit about like a magician packing up all its props and it's like the saddest thing ever. But when you see someone with a prop like in a city they don't live in, I just immediately think about them sadly packing it into their suitcase.
Yeah. Right. Oh, dude. When we do Brew Dudes, so like it's babysitting adults for like an hour, you know? Yeah. So you have like Nerf guns or whatever and bloody paper airplanes and basketball hoops and scooters. And I'm just carrying this shit through an airport as a 41-year-old man. Oh, yeah. It's just like, it's fucking people brutal.
I'm going
dude.
To work.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Brett and I put it in big cases. So it looks like we're doing something very important. Like
yeah.
We're
yeah.
both athletes or something like that. Really, it's just full of Nerf guns.
I don't think anyone's assuming you're an athlete.
Yeah, I think they're thinking roadie. Yeah.
No one's going, look at these two athletes.
Yeah, dude.
In child sex dolls, maybe.
They're like, this isn't going to Thailand?
Yeah, athletes. We're like, you know.
They keep losing your bags heading to the Philippines. Dolls. They're like, they must have made a mistake.
The AFP keeps checking it and they're always surprised.
Oh, dude, it's so demoralizing. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. You know? So any props in the show this year? Anybody?
You have to come along and see. There's a couple of props. Ooh, a couple of props. Yeah.
What night are you going to Nick's show, Mike?
I went last year because I was like, you got to support him. It's a cancer show.
It could be his last one.
Yeah, but this year I'm like, meet on blog. Fuck. I can only see Pizza Doggy so many times.
I'm worrying about my own meat oblong, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well,
my penis.
Ah, right. Is it a dick reference?
No, it was just two words that sounded really funny, so I just put them together.
It is very you.
It was like, I was talking to Jake, my manager, and we're like, what should we call it? And he's like, man, you've got 5 minutes to come up with a title.
Yeah.
I'm like, what about this? He's like, that's pretty funny. What about this? What about this? And he's like, oh, yeah, Meat Oblong, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Next year, would you do a show just called Pizza Doggy and do the full hour as Pizza Doggy?
Man, you never know.
I'd love to see it.
I'd only do it on your birthday.
I'd actually want to see it just to see if you could maintain 45 minutes or whatever. Just panting and asking for food.
Man, this audiobook really influenced you, didn't it?
Man, it'll just be what I do at home to my wife. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, but you'd be
give
like,
me some pizza.
You suck at pickleball.
Get better. Don't tell me what to do when we're warming up.
Missing shots. Well, we haven't even said the premise of the pod. We all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, camera roll, notes, or search history. Draft tweets, not really a thing anymore, so we'll do Facebook memories or what else? Oh, Instagram explore page, which, yeah, is just tits, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're just getting bigger.
Yeah.
I find they're just sitting higher and getting bigger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is, they're comically getting, yeah.
You said that with the same tone like a climate scientist might talk about like global warming. It's like, man, it's just getting bigger.
They're just getting bigger. I look at them now, I'm like, they're just getting bigger. Like it went from like, you'd see something every now and then, and if my wife ever looked at the explore page, she'd be like, oh yeah, that's kind of granted, you know, to now where it's just like, yeah, just comically big tits. Like, oh, I can definitely see his interest now. You know? Yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked.
Well, should we get into the phones?
All right, let's get into the phones.
Yeah, we're already a half hour in and we'll hand our phones to the left. So Angus, you'll get mine and then I'll spin the wheel each time. So hold on to your phones for now. And then Angus, you'll hand yours to Portelli to Cap, and I'll get Cappers eventually. Is everyone pumped?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You seem a little glum today, Portelli.
Yeah, you seem glum. What happened?
I'm just still in the throes of my creative process.
Okay.
And so that, yeah, if I seem a bit distracted, that's why. It's because I've got such a good show for everyone.
Okay. And you're bringing that energy to the stage.
Yeah. Beg us to be on the podcast and get on. You're like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not into this.
Yeah. No,
I think you're killing it, man. Thanks.
All right. Spinning the wheel to see what Angus goes through in my phone. It is camera roll. All right. I think I had camera roll last time. If it's any of the redhead stuff, you can skip it. But bring
I'm pretty angry about that, by the way.
Are you a redhead? You're a strawberry blonde.
Just because you're mixed doesn't mean.
Yeah, but there's plenty of new photos, screenshots in there. So, yeah, see what comes up. And then, so
mainly photos of you doing comedy.
Gross.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, dude. I love it. I just love awesome. Comedy.
Whack.
Do you ever look, at your photos and go, man, I crushed that one?
What else?
It seems the most photos come from open mics. They love taking photos at open mics. And you're like, yeah, I guess you can't tell a bomb through a photo, but it's just a memory of you eating shit.
Yeah. I've bombed at so many open mics. They have a photo like,
you get tagged.
Nick Gapper in tonight, and you're like, no.
I don't want to remember this.
Anyone in the audience that would see that, they'd be like, what the fuck? Why'd you take a photo of that guy? He sucked.
You got a photo of Capper as a child standing next to the car.
That was
this was the one of the earliest interactions between Capper and I. He posted a photo of him standing next to a car, and I commented, "You look like a child that molests adults." And that was picked up by Brown Cardigan, I think, or someone. Some big page ran with it.
Yeah. Oh man, those were the good days.
Yeah,
when you were a kid.
Before we hung out.
Yeah. Before we hung out. Yeah. I remember that's a great photo because my we had a big four-wheel drive. We always had big four-wheel drive cars.
Yeah.
And one time it was in the shop and Dad had to come pick me up from school and he had my granddad's car, that Telstar TX5, and went really fast.
Hey, everybody. A huge deal for all the Phone Hacks listeners. Get across to NordVPN and you will find that you can use whatever you want on the internet, wherever, whenever, across the globe.
Man, I love NordVPN.
Yeah?
Like when I was in Malaysia and there's certain websites you cannot go on in Malaysia.
Oh, they block? Yeah.
They block the naughty
the good
stuff
ones.
Or the private stuff.
Uh-huh.
I jumped on that NordVPN and boy, I was lonely. No more.
Well, you're still lonely.
I wasn't lonely for 5 minutes.
I think actually you were at your loneliest.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter how lonely I was. Uh-huh. I had a good time.
Okay, there you go.
And I love, man, sometimes when I want to buy American stuff, mm-hmm. It doesn't even let you. It says, oh, this is only available in America.
Yeah.
If you want to buy like an audiobook or something. NordVPN, no way, baby.
Yeah.
I go on that thing, I can buy whatever I want. I'm buying audiobooks, I'm buying whatever.
Man, you know? One of my favorite TV shows of all time, Nathan For You, was only accessible on the American Netflix. And so I bought NordVPN just to watch all of that and then ended up using it for various other things, including but not limited to... Rotten.com.
Is Rotten.com still going?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, that's great.
But, you know, probably what your favorite website is.
Yeah. If you want to see a shit fountain,
get across, dude. Use the unique code Phone No Hacks. That's Phone No Hacks, all one word, PHONENOHACKS, to get a great deal on NordVPN. Cap, tell them about the special offer.
Yes, you get 2 years with a discount plus 4 extra months plus an Uber Eats voucher, which is crazy. Yeah. So for listeners in the US, UK, AU, CA, AU's Australia, for those that don't know, who purchase any 2 year plans will receive Uber Eats vouchers as follows: standard $10, plus $20, complete $30, and ultimate $30. For English speaking countries, the deal sweetens with an additional 4 extra months on the 2 year plan with the Uber Eats vouchers. So, Mike, you're eating and browsing.
The dream, man.
Yeah, so this exclusive deal is only applicable for users connecting from the USA, the UK, AU, and CA. Get on it. Get some Uber Eats vouchers. And, man, that is cheap. That is so cheap.
That is
and
cheap.
And you can look for whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can, like, get whatever videos.
You're back to videos, yeah.
Yeah, you can get videos. You can scroll articles.
Yeah.
Some articles, not available.
Nah.
You know, but you're Norton.
Yeah.
Once you're on the Nord.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
You're Edward Norton over here. Yeah, dude. Get on the Nord VPN. Use the unique code PhoneNoHacks. I believe there will be a link in the description of this episode and future apps. So click on that. Get Nord VPN and surf the World Wide Web at your leisure.
Surf it. and he just fucking floored it everywhere. Like, it was like you'd given him a go-kart or something. And, like, my dad never did wild shit. And you know, you'd see this devilish side to your dad.
Yeah.
It was the best fucking weekend ever.
Yeah.
He was just flying around the car, and Mum would be like, why are you driving so fast, Simon? Why are you driving so fast?
He's
oh, my first time not in a big, slow fucking car in 20 years.
She this probably rules. Loved it, dude. It probably made her butt wet.
Kath, I don't know if you get this, but every time I get into a car with like that smells of cigarettes, I'm like, ah, grandma.
Yeah. Oh, no, my, none of my.
They didn't smoke.
No.
There is like a, you remember, I don't know, the lounges, the old school, like where people would just smoke, chain smoke in a fucking lounge.
Yeah.
And the lounge has that stink.
Yeah, man. It broke my heart because we bought this vintage dining set, you know, for a fair bit of money. My wife and I bought it, and it's cool. It looks really fucking cool. But every time I sit on it, I'm that old that I'm like, I used to sit on these in smoko rooms and they fucking stank of smoke. You know what I mean? Like those old vinyl chairs with like the fluffy bottom, you know?
Yeah.
So it just like reminds me like, fuck, I paid so much money for something that people were just putting in fucking smoko rooms 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
What else you got there?
You got this Gordon? One. I think it's a T-shirt and it says, it's Kansas City Chiefs T-shirt. It says, Chief Queen, Casey, classy, sassy, and a bit smart assy.
That's me.
That really
Chief
is you.
Queen.
Chief Queen.
Well,
Queef
here's the
Queen.
Queef Queen. I'm a big fan of the Kansas City Queefs. The supporting, you know, your the sports team you grew up with, it's fine, but, you know, I try to give it a little comedy angle
so,
and find
wait,
something
so
stupid.
You started following this team when Taylor Swift started dating that dude.
Well, see, here's the issue now. Chiefs, you know, and I have a lot of Kansas City stuff.
Yeah.
Any Chiefs, like red, it looks like I'm just a Swiftie now because they're all wearing it, you know? And so I just look like a middle-aged Swiftie. Just, you know, I love it. I love all
these
songs.
It's kind of weird that you did just start following them in the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird, dude.
I didn't like them before.
You've also got this one where it's like a guy and he's fucking a dinosaur's pussy and or anus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
From last week's ep, this was
Would his butt be wet?
Yeah. Well, my butt's wet now.
Well, it's probably a cloaca. It's probably one hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a
dinosaurs
lizard.
Have
I assume
lizard
so.
Holes? They will, of course. Yeah. Big lizard.
And then eggs, you've got like seven fire emojis above the top.
That was, we didn't even recap this. That was Ganju's hack from last week. So he put that in his Insta stories. And then he was getting a lot of traction on it, more than any, you know, he doesn't post a lot, Ganju, but he put up the dinosaur and the man humping the dinosaur, and it was really reconnecting him with people he hadn't talked to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Ganju would just post something like that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not much of a hack. It's like not
funny.
Outside of it. Yeah, it is funny. Yeah. He would do. Remember when he would always show you, like, a photo of a huge dick?
Never did that for me. Yeah.
I'm not a photo.
And then he'd be like, oh, look at this one on my phone, and then it'd just be like a massive dong. Like he did that for like several years, I feel
Did he? Maybe I missed that phase of Ganju because I didn't see the big things.
You're a more new fan. New friend.
Yeah. And then your hack was...
Oh, yeah, I had to put up AI photos of Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
Doing stuff or whatever. And then
Gal Gadot.
And here's the weird thing, man. Didn't get any reaction to them or anything, right?
Nothing.
But then I was talking to my friend and he had his phone out and he'd screenshotted those things.
Yeah.
And he's not a comedy friend or anything.
Yeah, it was I'm dabbling in AI and it's just like the shittiest AI jokes.
Yeah.
Gal Gadunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sucks. I still haven't asked him to this day, like, why have you screenshotted those? He must have thought I was losing my mind or something and sent it to one of my other mates going, look at this. Kevin's really fucking lost it now.
Yeah. I mean, that was the hacks in last week's episode. And, we'll post those eventually. And then people wanted to see the photo of that old man that some lady's dad she thought was identical to Ganju.
Ian
McShane.
Oh, we got to put that up.
Yeah. All right, spinning the wheel to see what Portelli is going through in Angus's phone. That is notes.
Notes.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
So these are going to be joke ideas or personal mantras, like
mainly manifestos.
Yeah, manifestos.
And then shopping lists, zip ties, bleach,
lime,
grout cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
Just regular shopping stuff, you know.
Oh, that's fun. So you, once you shop, you don't delete the list.
Well, you might need to shop again. Yeah, it's favorited. It's pinned up the top.
Gordo, do you still live in the city?
Yeah, I'm still in the city.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. So they didn't raise the rent up
on
that?
Oh, no, they absolutely did.
Oh,
yeah,
did
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
oh, fuck, yeah. Dude.
It's gone up about 60% in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, man. You had the dream.
It was good, yeah.
And you're close to the gauntlet, as we call it, the Elizabeth Street, Flinders Station end.
So much crazy. The other day, I was this guy outside my apartment, he was like staggering. He had like a bottle of whiskey in one hand, and in the other hand, he had a pair of secateurs.
Oh, my God.
As a gardener.
Like, as a gardener. He was holding it like a weapon, and then he saw me look at him, and he put it into his jacket pocket, but, like, didn't take his hand off. And it was, like, scary, but also funny. Like, what are you going to do, prune me to death? Yeah. Cut my head off back. Dude, I'm only going to grow stronger next year.
Mate, the moment you strike at me and then you put out your finger in a steady motion for a long time, I am going to prune it.
Yeah. It's like he's walking around playing, like, the real-life version of Scissors, Paper, Rock.
Yeah.
He's got big scissors everywhere. Thankfully, I carry a big rock.
Yeah. He's got a bowl of whiskey. Whiskey or scissors. Fucking hell, dude.
He's got office workers he's normally attacking, so that's fine. Normally, they're paper. They're classic paper.
They are paper. Yeah, so he wins the shit out of that one.
Sometimes you
run into a big rock.
Sometimes you go into the city in the early morning and you're like, whoa, this is freaky. Because, I'm on Victoria Street. I see some freaky shit there.
Yeah.
But then you go into the city, you're like, whoa, this is freaky too. But, yeah, living in the city, that's wild, man. Because you don't really have the character of, like, Victoria Street's at least got some cool Vietnamese restaurants and shit like that, whereas you're just, like, seeing a dude fucking lose his mind near an office work. Yeah.
Also, you guys seem like you can get into the back streets and it's suburbia, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in the city, you're like, you are in the city. You know what I mean? There's no, like, escape.
No escape, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were on Carlisle Street yesterday and there's a lady shotgunning beers by herself.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I've never seen that outside of a party.
Really?
Yeah.
What, just what, the hole in the bottom?
Hole in the bottom.
What, really?
Yeah, and then open the top.
Multiple beers?
Shotgun one beer and then she was going back to the well. Yeah. And
man, like, that's awesome. Yeah. That's incredible. What time?
It was 2 p.m. Yeah.
Pre-game. She must have had a shindig tonight.
She's tailgating a game that isn't happening.
Yeah. In her mind.
Yeah. She's going to a big party Swiftie. By herself.
Okay. So these are all joke ideas.
Yeah.
Veneers treat their mouth like middle class people treat working class suburbs.
You know how people, like, when someone like who grew up poor gets money, it's like immediately they get veneers now. Mm-hmm. It's like I feel like they treat their mouth the same way like middle class people treat their suburbs. It's like we're gentrifying it.
Oh yeah.
Like we're just building the same.
Make it wider.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the punchline.
Oh,
make
sorry,
it wider.
Sorry,
yeah, yeah. No, that's all right. It's pretty obvious.
Make it bigger, make it
medium density apartments and all white.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No.
Ah, it'll work.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was thinking of this, right? Someone's probably done this joke when we were talking about concentration camps and stuff. Has anyone
Which
ever
I'm
said,
against, by the way.
Yeah, not a fan.
Has anyone ever said, hey, I've got ADHD, but I don't want to take the medication, so I went to a concentration camp? Didn't work out.
I feel like there is a version.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Jimmy Carr thing, but yeah, it's worth it.
The king. Yeah. Well, he won't find out if I do his joke. You know what I mean?
And how can he do jokes about concentration camps? His name is Carr. They're all about trains. Anyway.
There you go.
God, there you go.
Hell yes. So yeah, the veneers thing is good. I think it's, you know, it would definitely work.
And there's something there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another one. 21st of December 2023, I am compelled.
I don't know why I wrote that. I think I was just trying to be like, that's what I need to do to write every day. I'm compelled to write, try and write.
So it is. It's a personal mantra.
Sometimes, yeah. I think that's what it was, yeah.
I'm compelled to kill.
But also, that's just being, the... yeah, that's what riding. It's say riding. Say you're compelled to ride. Also, I just thought it'd be funny to keep saying that you're compelled to say these dog shit jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, I am compelled.
I'm compelled to scroll Instagram. I'm compelled to jerk off.
I am compelled.
Yeah, I am compelled.
Out of my control.
Do you feel like you're compelled to tell jokes? Do you feel like that's a...
Well, it's hard to know, right? I do think there is some compulsion.
Yeah.
But it could just be like a sort of like sunk cost fallacy because...
Yeah, oh, 100%.
I might be just doing this out of like some sort of fear that it's too late.
Yeah.
And where can we see your show?
It's Bard's Apothecary, 8th to the 20th of April. And I reckon it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So you have like a very kind of... It sounds like... literature, your title, and then also where it is sounds like
it's all cool, yeah. There's, you get some of the best potions there.
Yeah, it does sound like a fucking some kind of lair.
And
or something.
I'm doing like stories and stuff, so yeah, come along. They're funny. One of them is about what if you were like, you know how people
I'm doing stories? They're funny.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so okay, all right, all right. Okay, we got a bit more insight. I like a story, but if it's funny, that's better.
You know how some people have like. Dogs that's blind dogs they'd see for you. But what if you were so bad at fucking you were like disabled and you had like a dog that fucked for you?
That's good.
That's a big part of the show.
I don't see how this is a story then.
Yeah. Well, it's the, you know, going through the whole, like you with your cancer is going through the whole diagnosis process.
A fucking dick dog?
Yeah.
Because see an eye dog, what would you call the fuck dog? Fucking dick dog.
A fucking dick dog. A dick and down dog.
Dick and down dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
He's got a hot dog.
You know, and it makes your life better and stuff. Oh, and everyone's happy.
Why not?
Yeah.
He's got a hot dog working for him. That's so, you know,
that sounds exciting to you.
Yeah.
One more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Yeah.
German pig noise man at the State Library.
Oh, well, a while back, Shane Hunter and I were doing some... riding at the State Library, and we're doing it like in this outside area, like on a balcony, and we just sat down and was talking, not too loud, but like a little bit, like we're laughing and stuff, and there was like an old guy in the corner of the balcony, and he's on a computer and he's got headphones on, and then this noise starts playing that sounds like horrible pig shrieking, like I can't even do it, like like pigs in distress.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, absolutely. You've made them say horrible, horrible. And then I'm looking around like, what the fuck is this? Like, is it like coming from the speakers? Is it some sort of weird?
That would be funny.
Yeah, like has swine flu happened? And this is the warning sound for the swine flu. And I just haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
And then I go to look at the old guy, like to be like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And then he looks at me like real mean. And I'm like, instantly I know, oh, Tim, he's making that sound then. He must be annoyed at us making the sound. And then it just keeps happening. But I don't say anything. It just keeps happening louder. And I pretend like I'm just going to ignore it and like keep talking to Shane. And then Shane's like, oh, man, what's that?
Yeah.
And then he's like looking around. I'm like, I think it's like that guy. And it's getting louder. It's like,
just so loud. He's making it at you?
From the computer, I guess.
Oh, he's watching like played it. Deliverance.
And then Shane goes, oh, man, like as if the guy is – listening to it on his supposed to be listening to it on his headphones,
yeah.
But the headphone jack's almost like, oh man, is that coming from your computer? I think your headphones must have slipped or something. As if he wants to just be like a meditative, like
his focus playlist.
Yeah, like that's what helps him get in the flow zone.
Yeah,
you know? Flow state. And then the guy just looks at Shane and goes, I will be quiet if you stop talking so loud. Like he just admits, like, yeah, I'm playing this to punish you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what the fuck? So this is so insane.
It was insane.
That he then had Googled shrieking pig noise.
But that's it. Does he have this ready to go? Like, is this his go-to thing?
Because
I've seen him out there subsequently. Like, he's out there all the time.
Yeah.
So if anyone comes on the balcony, he doesn't like what they're doing, he, like, punishes them? Or did he – we weren't out there very long. Did he immediately go, like, these guys are annoying me. What's the best way to deal with this? Horrible pig noise into Google.
Yeah.
And how does he know you guys don't like horrible pig noise?
That's right. Like, I'm loving it. But I also didn't know, like, what's the next step? Like, he could have just asked, right? Yeah. And like, oh, I'm so.
Yeah, surely guys, horrible pig noise is the last resort.
Yeah. You go, like, so do you mind just being a bit quieter or whatever? Yeah.
And then aggressive hush.
Yeah. And then pig noise. You know what I mean? But what's the next after this? Like, is he going to make us make those pig noises? Like, is he going to gut us with a knife? Or something.
So what? Did you say, can you maybe?
We just were like, all right, well, we'll be a bit quieter, but we just, like, kept. talking, and then he turned the volume down.
Oh, so he backed down.
Yeah.
You beat the pig noise.
But by just being sort of nice about it. But it was weird because it was like, he was just real, he looked like a druid. He had like real long, lank gray hair and like this long beard. Like he'd come out of like the dark Bavarian forests.
Dude. And
he had like a German accent as well.
That tops it off, really.
Yeah.
Because
piercing blue eyes. It was like a ghoul. But it's so crazy. I've never done it to stand up because it almost seems unbelievable.
Yeah,
like
man.
It's too crazy.
It's a little bit of magic in your life.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
a bit
that
of
must
like
be a tactic or something.
Magical realism.
That must be a tactic or something because this sounds weird. Alistair Trembley Birchall did that to me once.
The pig noise thing.
Yeah, I had.
Or maybe there's forums. They're all.
He
on
was
it.
Like staying in a room next to me, and I had a friend over, you know, and then obviously. You know,
Andy Matthews.
It was loud. Yeah. She was kind of loud, I guess. And then...
I wouldn't say, obviously.
It was a different type of friend. Yeah. And then...
Like, so there was pig noises coming from your room. Yeah.
There was so many pig noises.
Well, that was the weirdest thing. We left the balcony after a bit and walked around to the side of the library. And then there was like two teenagers like fucking there.
What?
They were making their own pig noises. Like, what's going on in this library? Why are we the freaks? Why are we getting punished?
This is the big library in the city.
Yeah, the one in, like, South Bank.
Yeah. I mean, you do see some fucking lunatics in that place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What?
Man.
Were they, like, was it...
They were, like, behind on a bench, and they were, like, bobbing up and down. And I was like, what the fuck?
Which turned you on more?
The pig noise. Pig noise A.
The long hair and the piercing blue eyes. You were quite descriptive about that dude, man.
Oh, man. He was like an apparition. I complained to the front desk. They're like, that guy's been dead for 20 years.
Fuck. So, yeah, did anyone complain about any of this at all?
No.
Pig noise man.
I saw the security guard see the teenagers and they just looked the other way. Like, oh, just, like, I'm not dealing with it. Would you deal with that? If you're a security guard on like $35 an hour, I'm not getting involved in that. I'm just gone.
Did he tell you to stop filming?
Yeah, he said, he was like, mate, we've got security cameras. You don't need to.
We got it at all angles. Yeah. We can give you the tape.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
What an eventful day in the library.
Oh, crazy.
Being in there with Shane Hunter's enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's the most normal guy there. Yeah. He's... But I've had libraries are full of crazy stuff, man. Like I was in the UK once. I like going to libraries.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
And I got this little one. It was like a little suburban one. And as soon as I got in, it just the whole place smelled like piss. And there was a guy lying on a couch, and he had like a bike chain, and he was like whipping it around in the air like this, like he was like a helicopter trying to get like take off. And everyone's ignoring him. No one is acting like this is a normal. And I go, okay. So I went to the computer, and then this lady, she was like. White British lady, she was really tall. She was like at least as tall as me, very big. And she had like bandages on both hands, like completely bandaged. Like she'd scalded both hands with burns. And she's like, I need you to type an email for me. I need you to type an email.
Oh,
and then
man.
She made me type an email to a lawyer about trying to get her son's children back.
What the fuck?
And it was all about how like he had like... You know, the allegations against him aren't true.
Yeah.
And that, yes, his stepfather had looked at his testicles, but purely for medical reasons.
Oh, man.
All this insane. And the more I'm typing the email, I'm like, the more definitely this guy should not get his kids back.
Yeah.
Like, I am now culpable in some horrendous thing.
What the fuck?
And also, every time I'd make a typo, because I'm just transcribing what she's saying. So sometimes I make a mistake. She'd be like, no, fix that. Like, I'm going to come back to it once he's done talking. She'd start like shouting at me. To fix the fucking
time. Yeah.
Sort of like
a cat playing pickleball kind of.
And then she was like, just kept adding different people into this email. Like, I see seeing all these people in. She
the
got me to copy
general.
And paste. Like, this is the lawyer I'm telling you about. Like, I had to copy an article about
president.
Someone. Just paste it into the middle of the email.
How could you be in... You're the only person on earth that could be intimidated by a woman in a library with burnt hands.
This is the second woman who's asked me to help get children back in a library. I've done it twice. It's because I'm helpful. I look like
you look like you've been through it. They're like, this guy's had
it
a
looks
tough
like
life.
He will yeah. agree, but he also knows how to type. You know
yeah. he would have done better with his birth parents.
Yeah. yeah.
Why, so why are libraries such a haven for
there's nowhere else to, for people who are crazy
Wi-Fi.
To go. Yeah, free Wi-Fi.
Open
it's inside.
Access. Yeah.
Yeah.
You always get like, I don't know, you could back me up on this, mate. Do you find you get two different type of librarians? One that's like so sweet and innocent, you're like, where, what kind of fairyland did you come from? You such a nice person. You're helping me with everything. Or you get another one that's just like, I have had enough. Do not walk here. Do not talk here. Do not close that door. Watch it with that book.
I agree, but I think they're on the same continuum. I feel like that first person is going to break because they are, they're on the fucking front lines.
They are on the front line.
And but they don't have any power. Like, people are going mental in these libraries.
Yeah.
And then it's supposed to be a place of silence.
I don't know. Are you willfully breathing heavy into the mic, too?
What do you mean?
All this library talk is giving Portelli a wet butt.
I don't think I'm breathing heavy.
I don't know. I've just heard it.
How
the
can
whole
you tell app. It's me?
Because everyone else is like talking. Capric's too far away from the mic.
Right.
And then I look over and your nose is like directly on top of it.
Anyway, that's the end of the
that's
library.
That's my listening breathing.
But yeah,
that's
this
how
is
I
the,
listen.
These are the kind of psychos that are having arguments in libraries. Like, are you breathing too loud? Man, once I was at the city library and there's two Chinese students on either side of me and I'd come from work. I was really tired. I was trying to write comedy. I just couldn't get anything. They'd both fallen asleep on the table and then I fell asleep as well. And then this lady, she started speaking on her phone, like she took a call but on speaker in Chinese and she woke us all up and I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with her? You know, it's a library.
Yeah.
People are trying to sleep here.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck, man.
I slept with two Chinese people in the library. Oh, what? You're like, no, we just slept together. Yeah. Like, we did
nap time.
Yeah, we weren't dry humping on a fucking bench or something.
I walked into that toilets once and there were guys fucking in the library bathroom.
Was everyone
what's
fucking
this library fucking?
Man, yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, right. God. Dude, you got to
go
there.
We got to get down to library, Mike.
The fact. Yeah.
I love learning. Yeah.
Get down to library.
The Doomy decimal system.
Like, I saw a camera at the library, did not get one book out. Yeah, he was just looking around the whole time.
He's not book smart, but he knows a lot about the school of hard knocks.
Hard knocking, baby.
He was looking to get his butt
all right, left. Well, let's get quick. And look through the phones.
Let's
we don't have much time.
Quick.
Let's get quick. Let's get quick, guys.
All right, quickly going through Portelli's phone. Capper will be looking at. That is camera roll again for Portelli. Let's see what he has. I feel bad. He's trying not to breathe. He's going to pass out now.
He's deep in concentration.
Yeah.
Here you go.
All right, so here's the camera roll. Sure, this time of year, it's just a lot of promo, a lot of... well, you did the wet nipple t-shirt shoot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good.
Great. You always have like the funniest photo shoots, man. Like they're always really good.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
It was Leather Daddy 1 year?
That was the first one that I did. Yeah, Tough Guy.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even for Comedy Festival. That was a personal collection? It was a couple's photo shoot that I... that I did with my girlfriend at the time, and we thought it was funny to do costumes.
There's no one else in the photos, Portelli.
We got some individual shots as well.
She was real.
I'm not crazy.
She went to a different school. You wouldn't know her.
All right.
You got a screenshot here. Instagram puts limits on how many messages you can send in a day and how many characters you can use. Sending more than 100 DMs in a day can result in you being blocked from sending more messages for 24 hours.
Well,
you have a girlfriend, don't you, Portelli?
Yeah, but there's a female comic that I... Sorry, no, it's not true. No, I've been sending out a promo code to people who follow me to try and get them to the show.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to make sure that I didn't get locked out of my account.
So does it cut you off after 100?
I don't... Well, I was just checking. I think I haven't come close to that, so I don't know.
Yeah. There would be a fucking limit on that.
Of course, yeah. That's why people like with spam accounts will set up a different account to message you about whatever bullshit. So
right.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just a little insight into my hustle.
My hustle, my grind.
You love grind.
I'm a grinder.
Yeah.
The next one, how many DMs can you send on Grindr per day?
I'm on Grindr.
Then you got this Mark Manson. It's a tweet.
Yeah.
Learn to go first. Introduce yourself. Ask them out. Host the event. Voice an idea. Tell people what you want. You'll face more rejections when things go wrong, but you'll get all the credit when things go right.
Yes.
The world rewards those who go first because so few people do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I think I kind of, you guys know this, but I kind of hide my light a little bit.
You hide your light?
I think I hide my light a little bit. And so I've just been trying to put myself out there more and be a bit more open and vulnerable.
Do you realize what podcast you're on?
Yeah.
I think you hide your light behind a beautiful lampshade.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're like, you put yourself first. You asked us to be on this podcast and you got on and you did some heavy breathing and that's been good, man.
Yeah.
You're
and I'm sure that some of your listeners love hearing that.
Yeah. Well, don't hide your light, you know, so that's you bring it out.
Save that gold material for the show.
It's in there.
It's an hour of heavy breathing if you go to Portelli's show.
Oh, man, you must have went to Adelaide.
Yes.
There's a poster of Descriptions. I went and saw that last year. It was all right, but I was heavily high. It was very good watching while...
I can imagine.
It was fantastic.
Who do they... Surely they don't have like a Maggie stripping or a Bart.
I can't remember.
That seems, you know...
Yeah, it would be illegal, in fact, I think.
Dude. Lisa?
I mean, that's the only reason I went, but, you know... Yeah.
You were like yelling, where's Lisa the whole time?
Yeah, that's... I'm pretty sure they do. I think they had a Lisa. They had a Bart, yeah. Montgomery Burns was pretty awesome. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got a photo of, what's his name? That dude?
Eddie McGuire,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a screenshot.
You meant to just tell us.
It's a screenshot of an ad that came up in my Gmail.
Oh, of Eddie McGuire.
Look, there's text underneath.
Ah, what is it? A woman in Geelong's most affluent suburb was sleeping alongside her brother's dead body for at least 2 years, possibly even 5 years. It can be revealed. Full story.
And there's a picture of Eddie McGuire.
Yeah. And it's an ad.
Fuck, that's good. Did you click on it?
I thought it was a virus. I didn't.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Because they know I would struggle to resist that.
Yeah. Man, that's so funny.
Sleeping next to a dead body for a year.
Surely not.
Yeah.
You'd get sick.
It's also such an insanely huge time frame. For 2 years, maybe five.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right, we'll quickly get to the quick. We'll do Capper's phone.
What are you going to do?
All right, let's look at Cap. It is search history.
Yes, search history. All right. What do we got here? Did we do search history last week? Anyway.
I don't think so. I forget what exactly happened last week, but the Ganju app. But what, are you deleting some stuff?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to stuff that's not boring because I've just got all my fucking...
Well, I'll be the judge of what's boring, what's not.
All my ticket sales.
Yeah. You constantly Google yourself.
Constantly Google. Well, I looked up motorcycle suspension all day yesterday and it's fucked. All right, here we go.
All right, let's see. All right, this is the search history and Capper's phone. Clothes racks, that's exciting. See, that's not boring at all.
Boring shit, sorry, lately.
Jerkfest.
Oh, jerk fest. Yeah, I was hoping it'd be a masturbation fest, but it was this punk punk thing. It was in Geelong. I wanted to go watch it.
Yeah.
Schuster and Goxie were on, and I thought, oh, that looks like cool, and I can watch some music.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jerkfest.
Different kind of pit that then at the punk music show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you seem to, like, there's about 15 different searches, or you were just looking at it for a while, of Melbourne Ferris Wheel Costco.
Oh, yeah. No, that was for a sketch thing I was trying to think of where I was like, it's for that thing I did about, was it Holbrook?
Uh-huh.
I thought, what's an iconic photo of Melbourne that kind of, you know, is funny? And yeah. That's the eye of Melbourne above the Costco.
The defunct
Ferris
wheel.
What was that? Who was that funny music band, Elbow Skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They had a very funny song about, you know, the Melbourne eye and how it's just above the Costco. It was really good. Yeah.
Now the eye is closed.
Yeah.
They should put a big eyelid over it.
I went on it once. I got free tickets to it.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, stuff. Real tall.
All right. Fortelli's back. Yeah. When's your show, Fortelli?
27th of March to the 21st of April, 8 p.m. at Fad Gallery. Tickets on sale now.
Yeah. Just one more. You Googled, what is a grass man?
I'd love to know the answer. Yeah.
This is the sort of childlike wonder that people love you for.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you had a nightmare about a grass man.
What is a grass man?
Yeah. There was something, man. There was something I was watching, and they were talking about a grass man.
It does seem like.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And it was
about?
Like some term. I was like, what the fuck is a grass man?
It seems like you've done a drawing.
So many search for it.
Yeah.
What is this? Why do you haunt my dreams?
Yeah, I don't, man, it was like in a podcast or something.
Again,
or,
a grass band sounds like a character you would create.
And then do a little
song about.
Well, that's why I thought maybe I'd check out the grass man.
Do you want to give us a little grass man song to close out the app?
I'm the grass man. I'm the grass man. Cut me, please. Cut me, please. I grow too fast. Cut me, please. I'm the grass man.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. Maybe the grass man will be in Meet Oblong.
Sounds like the grass man cuts you.
Yeah.
Really.
I can't remember what it was. I thought you might be able to help me out with this, Mike. I thought it was some like drug term or something.
Like, well, it does sound like a 1970s, like you're talking about a pot dealer.
Yeah, like, something like that.
Grass
anyway,
man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, no, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you Googled it and you still don't know.
I still don't know, man. I couldn't find out what it was. I forget what I was watching.
Yeah.
I was watching something crazy. Anyway, they were talking about the grass man.
All right. Well. Yeah. You know, there you go. Angus, more of an ass man.
Yeah. And I love it.
I love big butts.
Well, fuck, we all did hacks last week. I'm happy to skip the hacks this
week. Yes, yes. But yeah, make sure you get around to all the shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and you can see Gordo at the Asian Comedy Festival Showcase. Make sure you get onto that.
He's at the Opium Den. What's
the Opium
called?
Den. He's at the Sorcerer's Lair.
I'm at the Sorcerer's Lair. I'm at the 100 Years of Humiliation Pit. I'm at Bard's Apothecary, April 8th to 20th, 6:45 p.m. And I'm doing a little peace sign if you can't see.
That's fun. And Portelli.
Portelli, you'll be playing at La Porchetta.
Real talk.
La Porchetta.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore that. And rise above. I choose the high road. So it's Real Talk, 27th of March to the 21st
of April.
You're reading
your own flyer. He's reading his own flyer at the moment.
Is that bad?
No, I thought you would just know all this stuff, wouldn't you?
I like to keep my head just... for jokes. And that's at 8 p.m. at Fad Gallery. And you know what? While we're doing it, like, just chuck me a little follow on Instagram. Portman.
As well as Angus. Follow Angus, you know, follow.
Yeah.
Everybody, follow the Phone Hacks podcast if you're not doing it already. And make sure you see everyone's shows. We plugged ours enough, I think.
Yeah. I'm doing Breast of the Fest.
Breast of the Fest.
Yep.
Nice. You got the big milkers out there.
Yeah, I got this. Yeah. Come and see my show if you want. It's only by the time we put this out, it's only 1 week left.
Make
sure you get in there. I've got to cancel Saturday because I've got to go MC a wedding, which is annoying.
Did you know you were MCing the wedding like months before?
A long time before. Oh, okay. And I didn't have to cancel. I told him. I said, I can't do that. Yeah.
Shit.
Which is annoying, the Saturday.
Yeah, that's the
Saturday's
the
big night.
That's the moneymaker.
You make a lot of money on a Saturday.
The fucked wedding. I know.
But you can't do it.
No, when you MC the wedding, MC this wedding.
Will you do Pizza Doggy when you MC the wedding and film it?
Man, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm going to do that
for me.
Yeah.
And then my show, 45 minutes to an hour of comedy, depending on how it's going, starts April 9th at Cooper's Inn. Make sure you get along to that. And the Patreon, we're going to get another bonus episode up very soon. I think that's it.
That's it. All right.
Thanks.
See yous. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thumbtacks.